A brief historical perspective of facts and its current relevance in business. Many people, when they hear the term facts, conjure up visions of the bulky plastic machine consisting of wires and buttons, equipped with a waxy paper roll, and making interesting noises when sending or receiving a document. We would like to present a brief which defines facts, its history, evolution, and relevancy to many business sectors in today's market. The term facts originates from the term facsimile, which is defined as a copy or reproduction of a historical publication or other item of value. The objective of a facsimile was to stay as true and accurate to the original source as possible. Today, the term is described as the transmission of scanned text and/or images to a telephone number connected to a printer or other device. The document is scanned and processed as a fixed image and transmitted as a seamless series of electrical signals through the analog telephone line. The document is then received by a fax device and converted into the reproduced image. In 1843, a Scottish inventor obtained the first fax patent and reproduced graphic designs in his laboratory using chemicals and a mechanical device. The next 20 years saw others improve the facsimile or reproduction process well before the invention of the telephone. The first half of the 20th century brought achievements such as performing wireless transmissions of printed material, photographs, and color facsimiles back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean. The modern fax machine was designed and patented in 1964 by the Xerox Corporation. Although it has endured many transformations in size and design, it is the standard of what we picture in our minds and is still used in corporate settings today. It was during this period that fax machines would operate when connected to a standard analog telephone line. The average time to send a one-page document was approximately 6 minutes. Subsequent years brought about the hybridization of the fax machine, enabling users to make photocopies as well as utilize vast improvements in speed and scanning ability. Technological achievements in the faxing community continued into the 1980s with the development of the new product term fax board, sometimes referred to as a fax modem or fax card. This product eliminated the need for the standard fax machine and enabled users to send and receive faxes through their personal computers when connected to a standard analog telephone line and utilizing a fax software product. PC faxing overwhelmingly replaced the standard fax machine. Faxes were converted to PDF or TIFF files and sent directly as an attachment to a user's email inbox. An increasingly popular alternative for those requiring the security of faxing sensitive documents is to subscribe to a virtual or online faxing service. Fax service providers enable users to send and receive faxes from their PCs using an internet connection. No software, fax board, fax machine, dedicated fax line, paper, or other consumable is required. The faxes are still received as PDF or TIFF file attachments and can be sent, received, and/or retrieved from anywhere, anytime a user has internet access. Many business sectors require fax as the mechanism in which sensitive documents are transmitted securely. The medical field is a prime example, due to requirements stated in the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA. Other business sectors heavily utilizing faxing as their preferred method of document transmission include finance, transportation, legal, insurance, information technology, manufacturing, education, and federal, state, and local government entities. While many businesses to date continue requiring faxing as part of their daily operational procedures, the technology has faced increasing growth and transformation in the form of other alternatives from the bulky machine image many of us continue to hold in our minds. Fax machines still retain presence and provide advantages in many corporate settings, but in a number of office environments, standalone fax machines are growing more and more obsolete. They have been replaced by servers and other computerized systems capable of sending, receiving, and storing faxes electronically in the form of log files and routing them to specified users. This type of technology reduces costs by eliminating unnecessary printouts and diminishing the need for analog phone lines. Although faxing technology has been in existence longer than our lifetimes, its reliability and adaptability is relevant in corporate settings today and well into the future.